The Chazal say Vayechu v'yasu b'nei Yisrael. So Rashi brings the Mechilta. Mechilta says that Klai Yisrael go and do it. Moshe Rabbeinu was speaking to Klai Yisrael on Rosh Chodesh. So since they're mekabel aleihem, it's kilo they went and did it, and they give them scars if they did it. The Rabbeinu Yonah quotes this Chazal in Shari Tshuva that part of the one of the things is a person's tshuva is listening to the mustardom, etc. It says when a person makes up his mind that as soon as he hears a mussar, he's going to undertake to do whatever the people which given the mussar will say. So he gets the scar as if he did it, even before he did it. So a person can reach a madrega where he has that attitude, and he suggests a person should have his attitude. So first of all, you see the thought process of the Rebbeinu Yonah. He pictures a person being able to making a across-the-board commitment to himself that whenever he hears anything in the world of Musar, that you know that the Balei Musarim point out to him, which means the people are trying to correct him, point out to him, he will do it. So that's the level that the Rebbeinu Yonah pictures a person can reach, that level of commitment to change and to growth, that as soon as he hears something that he needs to work on, he will do it. I think that should give us a thought process, which at first glance sounds extraordinary, and at second glance, I think there's something which we can really take out of it, and it's not, it should be within our understanding, at least. If a person is a businessman and his desire in life is money, so his thought process is whenever somebody's going to present to me an opportunity to make money, I'm going to take advantage of it. Now, sometimes I won't have the resources immediately and I will have to work to get the resources, but I'm committed. My dream in life, my goal in life is to make money, and I'm committed to do whatever it takes to make money. So people think like that. There's a person who's into, he wants to become an Olympic champion. So he's going to do whatever it takes to become an Olympic champion. That also means that he thought, you know, you're supposed to do the exercises a certain way. As soon as he hears that somebody says there's a better way to do the exercises, he'll switch. He has a certain way that he wasn't so aware of the importance of the diet. As soon as he hears somebody says, well, you know, it's not just enough to exercise and to train yourself, you need to make sure you have a good diet. He says, yeah, I'm in. And another person tells him that it's important to make sure that he gets enough sleep, and he has to sleep on dafka on his right side. As soon as he hears that you have to sleep on your right side, he'll sleep on his right side. Because why? This is his goal in life. This is his purpose in life. This is what he wants in life. So as soon as he hears something which he knows is true, that's what you got to do, he'll do it. Now, we have a challenge called Yetzirah. There's no Yetzirah for that person not to be successful in being an Olympic champion. You know, whether he will or he won't, but at least to try. When there's no Yetzirah saying, no, it's bad to try. He's not fighting that. We're fighting our Yetzirah. But we're fighting, we can, and maybe we'll be successful, maybe we won't be successful. But complacency and a sort of attitude of, you know, it's good enough, that attitude, we can learn from them, but that's not true. It's not good enough, because I want more, I want the best. So if I can make a commitment and that whatever, if this is becomes my goal in life, this becomes my purpose in life, this becomes what I really want, so yes, I can honestly say to myself, comfortably say to myself, and truthfully say to myself, whenever I hear something which is going to be a way to become better at what's important to me, I want to do it. I want to implement it. I want to figure out a way to see if I can turn it into my reality in my own life. The question which I really need to ask myself is, do I really want this? If I really want it, I really, really want it. I'm not just saying that I want it, but deep down in my core, this is what I want. So I can make a commitment, an honest commitment, to say whenever I hear something which will be beneficial for me in some way to grow in Torah and Yiddishkeit, I will undertake to do that. So I think that's what what Rebbeinu Yonah is seeing in this Chazal, and Rebbeinu Yonah is saying a person can make this statement not just in one mitzvah specifically, but across the board in every single place a person can honestly make that commitment, and obviously turn it into reality, and he gets the scar as if he did it immediately. Just one point on that. How does that work? The answer is that the tikkun that this is supposed to accomplish, a large amount has been accomplished already. Because if this really is who I am and I really can make such a commitment, I've changed myself immediately. There's an immediate change in my reality. Well, how, going to implement it will take some time, but the reality of who I am is a different person. As soon as I hear that this new thing, I want that, I'm going to do that, that's me already. I've defined myself almost immediately, and therefore the scar is given to us immediately. Have a good Shabbos.